You're with Fenella Kernebone here on RN, and this is By Design.
Today we visit a school in Bali made from locally grown bamboo where sustainability runs through its design and curriculum. Green School in Ubud, Bali is the vision of Canadian-born designer John Hardy and his wife Cynthia. Bali, however, is their home and it has been for over 20 years. Just over 250 students attend this international school, 20% of them Indonesian students on scholarship. Green School is also not-for-profit. By Design's Jan Ryan is in Bali with John Hardy, sitting in the cathedral-like centre of the school called Heart of School, before heading off to see guest accommodation being built on site. All the links to the school and images on our website. So here's John Hardy talking about why Green School uses bamboo.
Long, beautiful piece of bamboo. Bamboo comes really long, so we keep it long. I mean, if the gods had have meant for the world to be built out of 2x4s, they would have made the trees square and 8 feet long. It's a travesty what we do to beautiful materials. We turned the entire rainforest into plywood. We formed ugly concrete opera houses out of it and then threw it away.
In a way, it is like a stand of bamboo, I suppose, just to draw that quite literally, and people can imagine that the Heart of School is a bamboo stand. You've brought that through the design quite deliberately.
Well, we were quite arrogant in a way. We went for beauty. We literally said, build it and they will find a place to sit. And there were a lot of stories about the sound. What about the sound? What about the sound? And the amazing thing is, with no glass and no walls and the wind coming through like we feel right now, you can hear things. You can hear the administrator on the top speaking. You can hear the marimba playing. You can hear the guy carving names in the bamboo poles.
You can hear stones and people walking across.
And kids shrieking.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible thing.
Because there are no walls.
You don't need walls in the tropics. Bringing your inappropriate Dutch, American, or Australian ideas of what a building should be to the tropics is just completely inappropriate.
But it is a school with classes from nursery little kids up to kids that are 15 and 16. How do you create a space then? You've done something quite interesting here. You've created spaces even though you have no walls.
Well, the classrooms are separated by gardens. But you literally need every bit of breeze that's possible. We're sitting here. It's quite hot today. If we were sitting in the sun, we'd be out there with mad dogs and Englishmen.
Yes, indeed.
But we're sitting here, and it's quite nice. And the breeze comes through, and it's the green school. So what happened? We had a big storm before Christmas. And all the kids were in the Heart of School, and the head of admissions was playing his guitar and singing this cool song. They missed two classes. But they missed two classes because of the weather. Living in the climate-controlled world we live in, air-conditioned in the summer, heated in the winter, it totally disconnects us from that thing that will ultimately possibly destroy us, the climate.
This is a school for children to come and go to school, but the way that I'm hearing you talk about the design, you're also asking me and those listening to us to think about different ways of applying these principles to our buildings. So is that an key thing that you wanted to do as well, or has that just come incidentally through this process?
No, it's all a package. I mean, we ate here, we sat here, we drank here. Some people who drank too much slept here on this site. We then dreamed. We sketched. We built simple models. We built more complex models. We took those models to the engineers. The engineers changed them so they would be engineering models. And finally, final models were produced. And the final models were given to artisans who measured them with their little bamboo rulers and chose the bamboo for each place within the structure. And that's artisan building. If we had given them 3 inches of legal contract and then 6 inches of design CAD, which is really the curse of the planet, design CAD. Even though these bamboo buildings go through that process, it's not the process that rules them. It's not a design CAD bamboo building. It's a bamboo building that has been put through design CAD.
It's a little bit like building an old-fashioned stone wall. In fact, you're finding the bamboo and you're making the building or that piece fit an element in that building rather than cutting it to size.
It's a perfect example. I was in Greece recently. It's full of handmade walls, mortar-free walls. Mortar took our souls. Cement stole our souls. Because every one of us had a great-great-grandfather who could throw up a mortar-free stone wall to keep the bulls away from the cows. And we've lost it completely. Now we put up completely ugly and stupid concrete block walls and pretend that we're still healthy, happy people on the planet. And we're clearly not healthy or happy. I mean, the Canadian divorce rate, I think, is 60%. I don't know about what you guys are doing down here, but I'm sure it's just as bad. And what's that about?
I don't know. We should live in a bamboo building.
I think the divorce rate in bamboo buildings is probably lower.
It probably is. I'm with John Hardy, the founder of the Green School, and we're in Ubud in Bali in Indonesia. And we're just talking through some of the ideas about the bamboo and about the pleasures and beauty of bamboo. Now we're heading off along all the little pathways of the Green School. It's been raining, so the ground is very slippery and wet.
The noise you're hearing is the Bali starling. And there's a wonderful man who literally has saved a species. He brought little Bali starlings from all over the world, from zoos. Mm. We at Green School hopefully will release 200 Bali starlings 3 years from now.
Okay.
And it'll be the first Bali starlings back in the wild.
Now we're heading for a building site.
What you're hearing right now is the past, and we're not on the grid, but we're running a diesel-powered genset, and I just met with the solar energy company in Paris, and they have the panels they're going to ship in the next few months, and one day they'll just be quiet here and we'll be running on solar energy. In the meantime, we're hiding it like people won't know it's there.
We can hear it though, so you can't hide it.
Deaf people won't know it's there. So this is a once in future house, building with models.
So it's like a little toy building.
So, but when you're talking about a bamboo building that with a roof, the shape
building.
Of a leaf that comes out of the side of the cliff.
And that's what we're seeing being made in front of us here. You're working on this all the time?
Yep. First we come up from the sketch first, how the shape, and then we try to find the structure. How it's gonna hold the building. Before that, we survey to the land.
So you're testing it from the way that it touch it, that it feels.
Yeah, and almost. Also the connection for the joints. We have to know the basic. What's the bamboo? What the
strength of it?
Yeah, the strength of bamboo. How we use for the, so we save about the joint.
Are you an engineer?
Oh yeah. We also send the drawing to the engineer of the structure in Jogja. So we test also that.
And then you go and build it?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's not easy to build buildings like this.
Yeah,
as you say, a building like a leaf is a big concept.
Yeah, welcome.
So we're walking into one of these buildings.
Who am I to kill this tree? We built around it.
We're on site in one of the guest houses at the Green School, which has got 20 or 30 people here this morning, building and cutting the bamboo and making everything fit. The floor's made of bamboo. Ceilings made of
thatch grass.
How long did it take for this one to go up, John?
Berapa hari ini sudah?
Dari kemarin sore, Pak.
Berapa hari bangunan ini?
This building, 2 months.
Yeah. And it's pretty big. And this will never wash off the side of the hill.
Well, there's no such thing as never. But the idea is that it's well engineered and well pinned in. It's certainly strong. I mean, you see how high we are, and it's like a rock.
I like the idea that some of the foundation and walls and things are actually alive and living still.
Well, the plants that grew here are still alive, and they'll hopefully come back once the construction is finished. And what the Green School is about green leadership. There's kids here from 40 countries. Can you imagine having school friends from 40 countries? I mean, most people have school friends from 4 suburbs.
Yes, but you're pioneering a new way of bringing us together, too. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah. And this year we're hoping to be able to have the kids participate in their carbon footprint, including their flights, and plant enough bamboo to neutralize the entire Green School community. This is not a fact yet. This is a process. Mm-hmm. And how many people will want to do it, I don't know. But the idea of the bamboo planting is Bali is losing its trees very quickly. They've cut down all grandpa's trees. Now they're cutting down daddy's trees. Mm-hmm. So the Balinese in 5 years are really going to need timber. So we have a program of taking timber bamboo into the villages, giving it to the Balinese to plant on their own land, so that in 5 years they'll start to have timber. They're not ready to use bamboo. You can't be poor enough, ignorant enough, dirty enough, rural enough, agricultural enough to live in a bamboo house.
Yeah,
okay. It's really a material for the poor.
So we've got to reposition it as
well. We're starting at the top. It's now going to trickle down, as they say. Can you imagine taking your 6-year-olds out to plant their house? Because literally, by the time they're 26, the bamboo will be big and ready to build from.
John Hardy, thank you so much for showing By Design around your school today.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Come back anytime. Come and bring the kids, the grandkids.
Will do.
Jan Ryan with Green School co-founder John Hardy. Links on our website. And since that interview was recorded in 2011, the guest accommodation has been finished. Links to images on our website.